have a question. Before I know that Donna one several weeks ago had asked me if I was going to relay my hospital story. But before I do that, we would like to acknowledge those of you who may want to make a donation or acknowledge a donation to the CCB from your affiliate or your chapter or individual. So if any of you wish to speak up and be recognized, raise your hand and we'll get you a microphone. We got to get Ed a segue. With a little bell. Dean Kamen would love it.
Good evening. This is Steve Fort, delegate of Bayview Chapter CCB. And Bayview Chapter CCB has presented a check for $200 to the CCB Scholarship Fund.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Anybody else? Anybody else wishes to do that? You remember, your donation goes to keep this station on the air. Please call for your donation. That's right. And Donna wants to tell you guys something. So you guys better pay attention because I'm standing right here.
Uh-oh. I want to share with you, and I made the announcement at the general session, but I wish to thank one of our members for donating $100 as one of the cash prizes for the sweepstakes, Mike Keithley. And the reason I hadn't sent anything before but was because I kept forgetting to ask if I had their permission to mention their name. So I hope you're not upset with me because I do want to mention your name. I'd like to thank Charles Navarrete for donating the $200 Target gift prize as well, the gift card. So I just, you know, want to thank these folks for their donation. I also wish to thank the East Los Angeles chapter
for
donating the iPad for the sweepstakes first prize. I also I also wish to thank John Ross for getting us the printed sweepstakes tickets as well as the $100 gift card from Walmart. And what I'd like to say is this is a perfect example of why, in my opinion, CCB is the greatest organization. Earlier this year, I decided that I did not want us to have a sweepstakes for the fall because everyone was so busy with Mutt Strut. I realized the economy is what it was, and I really felt that I didn't want to go asking our members for yet another thing. So I went to the sweeps, the fundraising committee, and we all talked, and we jointly agreed that we would not have a sweepstakes in the fall. perfect example of the membership driving the organization, because the East LA chapter came to the fundraising committee and said, we need to do this, and we will get the iPad, and it will be donated. Then John Ross said, well, I'll take care of the tickets and get the Walmart card. Then another person said, well, then, you know, we'll have the $500 Lane Bryant and Catherine's card as another prize. Then another person said, well, I'm going to donate a $200 Target gift card. Then another person said, well, I'm going to, you know, I want to donate $100 because we need a cash prize. So that was a perfect example of all of you telling me, no, we're going to do it because this is what we want to do and we're going to do it. And the fundraising committee supported that initiative. And I just want to share that while we have our struggles, each and every one of you drives the organization. Each and every one of you. So on that note, yes, give yourselves a hand.
Actually, we got an extra door prize. It's a special door prize. How many of you use a cane? Okay, how many of you have a cane that's all beat up? We got a cane of Bundo to fix that for you. No, actually, you know what? I have to say that when I went to this East LA chapter board and when we decided to do this, I recommended the iPad because I wanted it to be an all-inclusive donation that could be used by partially sighted, totally blind, fully sighted, the quote-unquote normal people. And, well, yeah, we have something for the abnormal, so that'll... So it's an honor to be able to do that. Our chapter has done quite well. We have fabulous, fabulous members that are willing to step up and be a part and contribute. So on behalf of them, thank you for letting us do that.